Nick Gutierrez of Watsonville, California, near Santa Cruz, is 57 years old, married, has an adult son, a daughter who's in college, and when he has time to himself...
I do yard work. I like cycling a lot.
He also enjoys soccer. During the week, he drives co-workers to their jobs at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He's been a custodian there for 26 years.
There's a residential building that's called Geneva House. I manage two floors on that house.
Most of the students haven't been on campus since March. Some, including the international students, had no choice but to stay in dorms and take classes online. They have to wear masks when they leave their rooms, even if it's just to go down the hall to brush their teeth or take a shower. Nick Gutierrez and his crew wear masks too, and gloves. Here's what their work days are like.
We start off 7:30 in the morning. The first thing I do is go through the bathrooms, make sure they're really clean thoroughly. And I do have a total of 6 big restrooms that involve 4 toilets, 4 showers, 4 sinks, each one. Make sure that everything gets cleaned thoroughly. The bathrooms alone take most of the day, a good solid 6 hours probably of the day. And then the other hour and a half to 2 hours is spent on the 4 to 5 hallways, disinfecting 3 times a day the entrance to the dormitory rooms. There's study rooms right now since COVID got closed because they don't want students going in there and being too close to each other.
Nick Gutierrez says they're not using any special cleaners. They're just disinfecting a lot more. And with the extra precautions and social distancing in place, 5 months into the pandemic, he now feels safe at Geneva House.
We were worried a little bit at the beginning because sometimes the communication between management and workers is not always there. Sometimes we would find out there was a student who tested positive and that student was studying in like certain classrooms. And then we were asked to go and clean them without management telling us. If you're told that in that room, be extra careful because there was a student who tested positive, as soon as I disinfect all the chairs and desks in that classroom, I'm going to throw my gloves away. I'm not going to use them anymore. If we're working in a classroom where this isn't the case, we normally stick with that pair of gloves for the entire day before we throw them away. Management is getting better little by little, but it's because of so many complaints from us and our local union.
There are now new concerns. Wildfires are an immediate worry, but also the lack of students coming back to school could mean a lack of jobs.
We know that fall quarter, September's around the corner, and we already know that not all students are going to come back and attend school. You know, most of them are going to be taking classes online, and layoffs might be around the corner. And we're fighting real hard with UC to not do any layoffs, to exert their last resource that they have to keep us working, because there's always something that we can be doing. Especially now, right, with these fires. I mean, UC is going to need a lot of cleaning. There's ashes up on campus everywhere. So there's work to be done. Just keep us working. Don't lay anybody off, because we all need the work that we're doing. We all need to provide for our families. We all need to pay our bills.
Nick Gutierrez, a senior custodian at the University of California, Santa Cruz.